Good morning. It's March 5th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Pea Soup. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Psalm 143, 8. Several years ago, my daughter and I sailed out to Buckle Island from our cove on Egamoggan Reach. You may recall the reach is the long, narrow body of ocean at the northernmost aspect of Penobscot Bay in mid-coast Maine. It is 13.9 nautical miles from our mooring to the inlet where we usually anchor, on Buckle Island. As is so often the case, our sail out on a Thursday morning was gorgeous, a Maine Blue Day, or MBD as our family refers to it. Wind south-southwest at 12 knots, temperature 71 degrees Fahrenheit, and not a cloud in the sky. After exiting the reach, we crossed the minefield of lobster pots on choppy Jericho Bay. Anchored about noon at Buckle, rowed the dinghy into the beach, and spent a few hours exploring the 25-acre island. In the evening, we had steak sandwiches, fried potatoes, and hot coffee on board Malachite, my father's 31-foot island packet. As we swayed gently at anchor in the shadow of Acadia National Park's Cadillac Mountain, we quietly took in the spectacular sunset and thanked God that we were alive. The next morning we were blanketed with fog, not the kind of fog you see inland, where intermittently there are hints of light and shadow, and occasionally a landmark. No, this was pea soup fog, as they say, thick, impenetrable, wet and oppressive. There seemed to be not a breath of air. As we wiped down the dew-soaked cockpit with towels in order to eat breakfast, only the chuff of the nearby seals and the intermittent cry of the gulls could be heard. We had a compass and a chart, of course. That year was before GPS on your smartphone, and we had only an old radar that was, to be kind, not terribly reliable and quite difficult to interpret. The best course was to wait for the fog to lift. We waited, and we waited, and we waited, and it didn't. We fired up the inboard diesel and eased forward to slacken the anchor chain. Kelly hauled it aboard. The initial compass heading was easy enough from our known position, and once clear of a few scary rocks close in, we headed back across Jericho Bay. Even at dead slow, though, you couldn't see the lobster buoys that could foul the prop until the very last second. Of course, the real danger began as we headed northwest into the reach. Rocky shores on either side, bell buoys, lobster pots, hidden reefs, changing current and tide, not to mention the possibility of other boats traveling in both directions. Sure, there were foghorns on the buoys, which marked the entrance to each harbor we slipped past, but even sound direction is difficult in the thickest of fogs, and somehow their mournful blare actually added an edge to our nerves. The only way to allay one's fear in pea soup is to stop and listen. So intermittently we shut off the big diesel and coasted. As the hull rapidly slowed and the bow wake dissipated, we strained into the dense blanket of grayness, alert to the sound of an engine, a wake, a sail flap, or another voice. When you're lost and in a fog, the only safe thing to do is stop and listen. See any application to your life anywhere here? When people are lost, confused, blinded by whatever it is in their lives that has them frightened and indecisive, they often simply pick a direction and strike out, hoping that they don't collide with a hard object. Unfortunately, people get hurt that way. Christians know that what they ought to do is stop and listen. Take a breath and then be still. The answer will come if you pay attention. The body of Christ is made up of the people around you. The answer to prayer when you are lost may well be very nearby. You just have to listen. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 46:9. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalm 46:1. Whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease, without fear of harm. Proverbs 1:33. Dear Heavenly Father, quiet our beating hearts in our fear and confusion. Let us take a deep breath and listen for you when in doubt. Guide us through your Holy Spirit to a faith that soothes and takes us in the direction you would have us go. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.